Thank you. It's Allison's. I'm a compulsive overeater and restrictor, and this is my favorite meeting. So it's an honor to be speaking at this meeting. And what I would like to do is open with a prayer because I need to God to invite God into what I'm going to say into my heart. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to read the third step prayer. God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. And that really helps me in my, I was going to talk about my journey into OA, and it's been a bumpy ride, and I don't want to lie. It was not easy. But I needed to, I was going to talk just a little bit about my background before I jump into my journey to this group. I started my qualification is my abstinence from recreational sugar and flour. I just celebrated my 6 month sobriety, and that was April 20th, 2025. And I was so proud, but I have to give my credit to the higher power, the God of my understanding, my sponsor who's in this meeting. She came here to cheer, do my cheerleading. And of course, I have my friends of Bill, my OA buddies. And without them, I couldn't do this on my own. As you can tell, it takes teamwork to do this meeting. It takes teamwork to go to the journey I call sobriety. Back to my story, my experience, strength, and hope. I kind of started in the back doors of the drink, the what do you call it, the beverage program. And so I had a sponsor from that beverage program recommend this group to me. So, but just a little bit about myself, just that I didn't start, I started as not as a compulsive overeater, but I had actually moved like 19 times before I was 15 years old. And that was because I was in a lot of foster homes. So I think my compulsive behavior, I call it, kind of started where I was always in kind of the fight or flight mode. And I always was stockpiling things because I didn't know what area of my life I was going to change. So kind of they when I got married, it was the first guy I ever dated, actually, and I married him. So he was my first love. And he noticed I had some unusual behaviors. So it was in 1991 I got married. And the family that I married into was from the Appalachian area. And I was actually a city girl, kind of a New York girl. And but I kind of adapted to the married life. And everything seemed fine. I have a picture on my screensaver that has me. It was in 1999. And it felt normal to me that I had my husband, my two kids, my daughter and son, and it looked like a picture of perfect family. And I always go back to that. That was my best time in my life, was in 1999. However, my misery of my, I think what I call the compulsive behavior, kind of got triggered the year after. And I've always been in the pay and waive programs. I'm not going to list them all because I spent so much money on pay and waive. I would lose amount. I lost probably 80 pounds after my first pregnancy. My daughter was only 5 pounds, and I had the other 80 pounds of eating whatever I ate. And so I was doing pay and waive to lose that. And then my second child was born, and I did the same thing. I'd do the pay and weigh, and then I would be part of a group. And every time I started to have emotional issues, I would put back the weight. And it was just a yo-yo, constant doing this. And that was basically how I was living my life. However, in year 2000, that was my. I experienced some emotional trauma that I don't want to mention here because it does cause me to have triggers and I don't want to cry in front of you guys. So that's why I won't mention it. But I think I didn't handle it the I thought because I moved so much and I was a foster child, I dealt with so much of other people's traumas that I could have handled it. But what happened in year 2000, I call it the Y2K shutdown of Allison. I just mentally shut down, and those emotional stuff that I thought I could handle, I didn't. It was mainly from deaths that I experienced that I did not have control over. And why I'm mentioning this trauma, is because I pulled away from the God of my understanding. The God of my understanding that I was brought up with was more of a religion. And what I was taught was to do prayers, and if you're a good child, your prayers would be answered. And when it wasn't answered, I got angry, and my resentment for God for each incident, first it was the deaths, a couple people dying in very young age, divorce, the deaths that happened in the family. The family that I looked so proud at 1999, it fell apart as soon as we experienced emotional distress. And we did not turn to each other to help each other. We pulled away, and that caused divorce. And that emotional trauma just kept piling and piling. And I did so many prayers that were not answered. And I just developed I kind of like call it a black tar on my soul, or rabbit hole, or whatever you want to call it. That misery kept coming and coming. And my work, I was working full time. I had a really good job, but there was drama at work too. And I had, just to mention it really quickly, we were on the news at my work because there was FBI was doing a secret surveillance for years at work. And it happened in my community too. And this constant drama that I had no part in, but my emotions got attached to the outcome. And I had some, it triggered some mental health issues that I didn't know I had. And it just got worse and worse. And I kept going to food and the beverage program to resolve or at least numb my emotional response. Obviously, it didn't work. I wouldn't be here today, in the 12-step program. I just triggered the behaviors that I didn't know. Now I know it is a disease, and some things you just can't control. And I let it go out, get out of control. So just to say that, when I stepped into the 12-step program, I had my sister, a sibling. I didn't know she was sharing her experience, strength, and hope to me because she was worried. She was kind of doing an outreach and trying to say, hey, you don't look well. I had heart issues. It was just the emotional, just keeping everything inside. And I was in the hospital and I wanted my foods, I wanted stuff. And the doctor kept saying, no, you had heart failure, you almost died. And I kept wanting to go to my comfort food, even in the hospital. And my family was so worried about me, and I wouldn't listen to them. And they kept telling me that, my sister at least said, this is what I did. I need you to look into a 12-step program in your community and see how that would might help you. She didn't force the issue, but they were worried about me. And even my daughter was a lot older when I was showing. I have a picture. I look like a bowling ball compared to my 1999 picture, where I would think had a really normal weight. When I was out of the hospital, I was ballooned out to over 200 pounds, and I'm only 5'1", so I'm a little girl. Put that much weight on me, I just look like a bowling ball rolling down the lane there. And I can see why people were worried, but I was still in denial that I had a problem. It took me 2 years after my heart problem to admit that I had a problem and that I would seek help. And I did seek outside help. I did seek a lot of counseling that my sister recommended. It didn't help. I still had that emotional distress. I kept going to the foods. And the way I went to the foods is people would pick on me. I was always the hostess with the mostess. They would give me that nickname because I had all the food available. It looked like a grocery store in my pantry. It had everything you ever wanted in your life. You would come to my family members would come to my house. And I wanted them to feel comfortable and safe. And so I did was provide all the food that they want, all the beverages that they want. And when all that emotional distress took over my life, it felt like it was like a tornado hit my house and my precious pantry that had everything and just slammed it to the ground. And it just caused me just problems. And, but I did not want it to be taken away because I thought that was my safe place. My food was my safe place. And when my family members wanted me to reach, get to a 12-step program, I had problems. But I finally did in 2016. But from OA, the only reason I mentioned that is my sponsor from the other program was worried about me because my compulsive behavior came back. The way I was trying to organize my life, control my life, I had to have food in my fridge and my pantry the same way I was treating the compulsive behavior for the beverage program. And she luckily recognized that. And she, I reached out to her saying, because I knew she wasn't in OA. And I saw a friend of mine from, I won't say the name, but a friend of Bill. That was part of our group. I saw that this person was, we're all friends together. And I saw that he was running marathons. And I remember him from the beverage program, and he was not at a healthy weight at that time. But this new updated pictures that he had, he was running marathons. He looked healthy, he looked happy. And I asked my sponsor at that time, well, why he looks wonderful. And she said, there is the OA program that he's a part of. Of course, we were friends, so it wasn't like it was a big secret. And I reached out to him, and he immediately responded. So I call him my Eskimo. He's in Cincinnati. So he's just somebody that I just wanted to be like. Not that I'm a marathon runner, but I would like to be one eventually, but I just wanted to look healthy. I wanted to feel healthy. I wanted a positive body image. And he was showing that. And that's how I got to OA, is he helped me reach out. I didn't know that credits didn't transfer from one program to another. So I had to redo my big book reading. I love the big book. But that was a lot of reading again. I was like, I already did that with my first sponsor. But speaking about that, my wonderful OA sponsor, I was scared. So my first meeting on, it was our 5 o'clock ladies meeting. Every day they had a daily meeting. And I knew to get a sponsor right away, but I was afraid. I always had my camera off. I was always behind the scenes, afraid to speak up. But the sponsor that I got now, she reached out to me. I mentioned that I was a newcomer and I didn't know anything about OA. And she sent me a text during the meeting saying, "Hey, I'll help you or I'll guide you." And that was the best thing because the quiet ones, we're not gonna, we're just going to hide forever if he let us. But I was so appreciative that that person, and she's still my sponsor, even though I had a little rocky road in the beginning, I still was doing the same behavior patterns. I wanted to keep the food that made me feel comfortable. And I still didn't want to admit that I had a problem in as far as the food was concerned, even though I went through a lot of distressful times again with family deaths. There was medical issues. So from April of 2024 till the current sobriety date, I was so appreciative of my sponsor just staying with
Five
me.
minutes.
Oh, it's so quick when you do this. Thanks for that. Okay, I'm going to get to my the 12 steps. My sponsor went through the 12 sweats with me again, and I love the OA way of doing it. We read the book together, line by line, and it was the whole thing. And it was an eye opener. And for my sobriety to be much more stable this time around, what I have done was participate in whatever my sponsor requested or have a willingness to. I had to be willing to do it. She was very patient with me, and she stuck with me, and she said, maybe you should attend the emotional sobriety meetings that they have, which she helps coordinate. And those are on Mondays and Wednesdays. Of course, it was originally Mondays, Wednesdays only, and now they have Mondays too. So that, I think, made me not turn to the comfort food every time I had some kind of drama in my life. It kept me from being fight or flight mode that really calmed me spiritually. And what I did this time around was reconnect to my higher power in a loving way. I don't have resentments or expectations of the results of my prayers. And that's what got me in trouble before. And not expecting results, let the higher power or God, I call, guide me to the correct. God's way is much better than my way, and I'm still trying to control the outcome, and that's is not the way to do it. So right now I have had from 200 pounds, I have a 50-pound release, I call it, of weight. I am so glad I'm staying in the program with the help of my sponsor. I also have a new accountability buddy, I call it. That was from our Taking Action group. That's a new group from OA. And that really helped me stay in the program and also have little weekly, what do you call it? Ideas or whatever we do, we check in with each other, my accountability and I, and we just try to motivate each other with small wins or whatever baby steps we do as far as the 12 steps. And then what I want to do is also read, because I only have 2 more minutes, what the 12 step has done for me. And what I wrote down here, just so I can read it. Is for the recovery part and my sponsor and the higher power, it gave me hope instead of desperation because I was really felt like I was keep relapsing and that I didn't want that to be part of my story anymore. Faith instead of despair, courage instead of fear, the peace of mind instead of confusion, self-respect instead of self-contempt, respect of others instead of pity and contempt. A clean conscience instead of sense of guilt, a real friendship instead of loneliness, true freedom instead of the bondage of addiction. And I would believe that the 12-step program, no matter what, you have to stay connected. I go to daily meetings just because I enjoy it, not because I'm have to do it, because I want to do it. And I have never been that person before. I always dread, I always hide, and I no longer do that. And I also have a daily affirmation. And this is not, I didn't do this last year, but this is my new daily affirmation. Higher power, guide me gently through this day. Let love and grace and truth show me the way. Let each day be a new beginning with truth in mind and peace in my heart, whatever the outcome. I'm not telling God, you got to do this. I'm going to let whatever happens, happens. And then, of course, the current goal right now, and I only got a few seconds, is helping others through sponsorship and the accountability buddy. I said, I want to be helpful. I do the rapid 10 step. And I do that actually daily. I share that with my sponsor. I share that with there's a group WhatsApp thing where you can do a call to random people that need help on the 10th step. Because if you keep those emotional stress in yourself, I know I would relapse and I don't want to do that. And I hope that helps for any newcomers. Don't give up. Hopefully you'll have an awesome sponsor just like I do. But take care. Appreciate it.